questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of iRabi English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Hujjatul Islam Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Hujjatul Karimi, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Today we want to talk about Ayatul Kursi, one of the most significant ayahs of the Holy Quran. The significance of this ayah, what does it exactly refer to in the text of the Holy Quran, and what is the significance of reciting this ayah of the Holy Quran, as Prophet Muhammad called it, the Sayyid of the ayahs of the Holy Quran. Okay, Sheikh Karimi, what's your point on that?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are many narrations about the virtues and merits of Ayatul Kursi and the virtues of reciting this verse or these verses, because there is a discussion among the scholars whether Ayatul Kursi is referring only to one verse or three verses.
Okay.
Now, the point is that the verse 255 of chapter Baqarah begins with A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no God except Him. He is the living one, and He is all sustainer. And the last part of this verse is Wasa'a kursiyyuhu as-samawat wal-ard, which means His seat embraces the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَوْدُوا حِفْظُهُمَا, and He is not wearied by their preservation, and He is all exalted, the All Supreme. The term Kursi has been mentioned in this verse, chapter Baqarah, verse 255.
That's why it's called Ayatul Kursi.
Exactly, yes, that's okay. The reason the ayah, this verse, is called Ayatul Kursi.
So, as you yourself said, there is a doubt of whether this ayah, I mean Ayatul Kursi, this term refers to one ayah of the Holy Quran or three ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah.
So, for sure, verse 255 of chapter Baqarah is included. Now, the question is that whether the following two verses, 256 yes. and 7, are included in Ayatul Kursi or not. Of course, sometimes it's a matter of jurisprudence or fiqh and Islamic laws. Because, for example, there is a recommended prayer, and the people, the muqallideen, are asked to say a two-rak'ah of prayer, for example. In that case, they need to refer to the scholars that they follow and to ask his viewpoint about Ayatul Kursi, whether it is only one verse or three verses. But there are some evidences which shows that Ayatul Kursi, as mentioned in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, is only one verse.
Okay.
And it is verse 255 of chapter Baqarah. And the following two verses are not called Ayatul Kursi, although according to some narrations, it is recommended, at least in some cases,
yes.
to recite these two verses after mm-hmm. Ayatul Kursi. But they are not included.
And this numbering is important, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because it is maybe the best of the best or cream of the Quran.
That's the point.
That's the point. That's why the numbering, exactly. whether it is one or three, is important. Okay.
So, and of course, when it comes to jurisprudence, for example, you are asked by the Imam of the Ahl Bayt, you are encouraged to recite Ayatul Kursi in a prayer. So if it mm-hmm. is only one verse, you are not allowed to recite the, other additional verses.
Okay.
Now, as I mentioned, there are some at least indications which shows that Ayatul Kursi is only one verse. First of all, in all the narrations which talk about the virtue and merits of reciting the verse, we have Ayatul Kursi. Mm-hmm. It's not Ayatul Kursi.
Yes.
It's the verse of Kursi or
yes.
the seat.
Okay.
Which, of course, I need to explain that this verse is talking metaphorically about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not okay. a physical seat for God.
Yes, okay.
So it's not ayat or verses, it is only Ayatul Kursi, which is at least an indication that the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt are talking about only one verse
yes.
and not three verses.
Okay.
For example, in one narration, the Imam says, "Man bata fi darin wa baytin wahda." If you're alone in a house and you're going to sleep, you're alone, then falyaqra ayat al-kursi. Then you need to, you're encouraged to recite ayat al-kursi and not ayat al-kursi. And then Imam says to, follow that by a supplication, which reads, Allahumma anas wahjati. And the rest of the narration, this is mentioned in the Kafi, volume 2, page 573.
Okay.
The second indication is that the term kursi, from which Ayatul Kursi derive its name, yes, is mentioned only in the first verse, 255.
55, yes.
The third indication is that there are some narrations in which the Imam of the Ahl Bayt themselves, they have mentioned that Ayatul Kursi begins from Allahu la ilaha illahu and ends with Wa huwa al-Aliyyul Azim,
that's right,
which is verse 255.
Okay.
For example, there is a narration by Imam Ali alayhi salam as quoted by Sheikh At-Tusi in his Amali, page 508, also quoted by Allama Majlisi in Bihar, volume 83, page 126.
Okay.
The next point is that in Mustadrak Safinat al-Bihar, we read that O Ayatul Kursi ma'rufa wa hiya ila qawlihi wa huwa al-Aliyyul Azim. The famous Ayatul Kursi is until the phrase wa huwa al-Aliyyul Azim.
That's right. Okay.
So all these narrations, at least there are indicating the fact that there is only one verse known, yes, as Ayatul Kursi. The next point is that in some narrations, we are told that Ayatul Kursi consists of 50 words, which are blissful. And when we count the number of the words in the verse 255, we come to this conclusion that this one verse consists of 50 words. So again, this is another indication to show that it is only verse 255.
Okay.
So all these indications, as I mentioned, refer to the fact that we have only one verse.
Yes.
But as I mentioned, we have another viewpoint among the Shia scholars who believe that verses 256 and 57 are also included. And for example, Sayyid Muhammad Kadhim Yazdi, in his famous book, Al-Urwat al-Wudqa, he says that it is according to the precaution to read verses 256 and 57 also in the Salat, in the prayer for Laylatul Daf, the night that
the burial prayer is
exactly
done. That's right,
yeah.
Okay.
So we have these two different viewpoints, but as I mentioned,
yes,
the famous one seems to be the fact that there is only one verse.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But why this ayah is so much respected by the Muslims? I mean, is it at all right to say that, for example, we have a best ayah in the Holy Quran, which is the gist of the Holy Quran or the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
There are some titles given to different chapters and different, verses of the Noble Book of Quran. And it seems that it is because of the content of those chapters and those verses. For example, for Fatihatul Kitab, we have different names. Fatiha, which is because of the fact that it is beginning of the surah of the Noble Book of Quran. We have the term, the heart of the Quran, for chapter Yasin. The point about Ayatul Kursi is that there are a series of lessons about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and monotheism,
okay,
mentioned in this one verse. Mm-hmm. We do not have time to explain about,
yes,
different phrases
because
of these
the tawhid,
verses,
huh?
But Allah, yes, subhanahu wa ta'ala is introduced, mm-hmm, and different names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned in this verse. This is to the extent that we understand. There might be other reasons, other layers of the meaning and other wisdoms and philosophy which may not be aware of.
That's right.
As for the virtues of reciting this verse, there are many narrations in this regard. For example, to read Ayatul Kursi after each prayer. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, if you recite Ayatul Kursi after each obligatory prayer, you are under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the next prayer.
Okay.
In another narration, the Holy Prophet says, if you recite Ayatul Kursi after each obligatory prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will take your soul, because we know that when it comes to the time of the death,
yes,
we have different possibilities. Sometimes the agent in charge would be the archangel Israel.
Yes.
Or that agent might be other angels.
Okay.
But in this case, there is no angel here. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking the soul.
That's right.
And the Prophet continues, and this person is like the one who has done jihad and has been martyred with the prophets.
That's right. Okay.
Imam Ali alayhi salam also quotes the Prophet as saying, if you say and recite Ayatul Kursi after each obligatory prayer, it is only death which is between you and paradise, meaning yes, that right after passing away, you will go to the heaven.
That's right. Okay.
This is about reciting Ayatul Kursi after the prayer. When it comes to making wudu, we have some narrations about the importance and significance of reciting this verse at the time of making the minor ablution.
That's right.
For example, Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, if you recite Ayatul Kursi after wudu, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward of 40 years of worship, and your rank would be your level before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be raised for 40 degrees or 40 levels.
That's all right.
Among the recommended actions to be done for people who have passed away is to recite Ayatul Kursi, and we see that many people who used to visit the graves, they recite chapter Fatiha, chapter Tawheed, and also Ayatul Kursi. Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, if a believer recites Ayatul Kursi and send the blessing for the people who have passed away, then for each letter of Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint an angel who will glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of judgment. There are some narrations about the significance of reciting this verse in sajda, in prostration. And when you are alone, when you are fearful of different issues, especially when you are alone in a certain place, you are recommended to recite this verse. And these are some of the virtues and merits for reciting Ayatul Kursi. Of course, we need to know that in some cases, the narrations which talk about the rewards and virtues of reciting some verses, it means that if you recite, then you have the potentiality of gaining these rewards. What do I mean by potentiality? It means that sometimes you may recite a verse, you have the potentiality to receive the reward, provided that you do not nullify the effect by committing other sins. Sometimes you do some righteous action, but then you follow that by committing some sins, which may nullify that recommended action.
That's all right. Let's finish today's program with reading out the English translation of this ayah.
Correct.
Allah, there is no God except Him, is the living one, the all-sustainer. Neither drowsiness befalls Him nor sleep. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is it that may intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and they do not comprehend anything of His knowledge except what He wishes. His seat, Kursi here refers to the verse, that's right. His seat embraces the heavens and the earth, and He is not wearied by their preservation, and He is the All-Exalted, the All-Supreme. That's all right. His seat embraces the heavens and the earth. That's all right. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding Ayatul Kursi and whether it is one ayah or three ayahs of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, referring to this noble ayah of the Holy Quran. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on iRab English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website, parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين